Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are talking to entrepreneurs. That's what we do here at Radio Entrepreneurs. Our next guest, Dr. Tom Harvey from the Family Business Leadership Group. Welcome, Tom.
Good to be here.
Okay. You don't mind if I call you Tom?
Please.
Okay.
Please do.
So you do a lot of work with leadership and succession planning. Is that correct?
I do. Foundation of my work is around the name of my company technically is Leader Vitality LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work with family businesses, mid-market companies around leadership development, consulting, assessment, training, and coaching. And I'm up on the North Shore, Boston. And I've been working with family businesses for about 8 years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit, the way back machine. Give us sort of the evolution of your career, how you got into this. What's your background?
The background is in education in Maine, primarily. Worked as a counselor, teacher, leader, associate headmaster, consulted at Maine Department of Ed for a while, with a focus really around my counseling background. Earned a doctorate in leadership and education, finished in 02. And so the foundation of all of that background with leadership and counseling is what sort of drew me into, serendipitously, into the realm of family business consulting, which is really around, my approach is really around the soft skill side of things, family harmony, building culture, improving communication, assessing EQ. I also have several assessments for Leader Vitality, a 360. So there are lots of people that do work in family business consulting, but I feel that my approach is a little unique in terms of where I come from. There's a lot of attorneys and consultants and counselor types that come from the private sector, attorneys, wealth advisors, etc. And so I come in from left field, really, as an educator with a passion to make a difference in the lives of others, which has always been my passion. And the foundation of my work is around Leader Vitality, which is a construct I developed in my doctoral work.
All right. So give us some insights into the concept of Leader Vitality.
Yeah, it's a fairly simple and intuitive concept. It's Leader Vitality is composed of four things, passion-driven purpose, and what comes out of that is what I call vigor, zest, and enthusiasm. That's the raw material that powers this thing called Leader Vitality. And then facility, which is more than competence. It's the ease with which people can draw on their intellect and their technical skill, and more importantly, their social and emotional intelligence. And then finally, satisfaction. And if you have those four components, you are a vital leader. And the rub there is that it's Leader Vitality is a quest that we all strive to achieve, but the reality is we confront role stress in our lives, overload, conflict, and ambiguity. And when I'm working with families or individuals, leaders, professionals in all walks of life, those three factors are what cause our personal and professional vitality to wane. And the thing that makes me most proud, I guess, of this concept is it does hold water statistically. So it's more than just a good idea. It's a quantitative study that I did to explain something that's fairly intuitive and simple to understand. But I found that it holds water regardless of what the profession is, whether it's a leader in the traditional sense, a CEO of a big company. A couple of the companies I work with are over $100 million in sales. And I've also worked with mom and pop's businesses where it's less than $500,000 in sales. And through my life, I've worked with lots and lots of people, and this concept called Leader Vitality holds water.
Tell us about the research.
Yeah, well,
that's on one of my emails from you.
Yeah, well, the research that I just completed was the Leader Vitality 2017 survey, which essentially took my Leader Vitality survey, and I put it out into my network and ended up with 120 or 30 respondents. And so in the end, I got a bunch of information that confirmed what it is that I felt I already knew, but also some interesting things that I find out there in the world of the professional world. like lots of people in the survey, a majority of them, regardless of whether they're millennials or baby boomers, struggle with career-life balance, which I guess is no surprise. But the reality there, at least in the survey, was that their ideal balance was 6 times less than the actual balance, meaning professionally they felt like they were way overextended. Of course, the key there to this concept of leader vitality is if you're overextended in that way and you're out of balance, then it impacts all aspects of your life and at work, your performance, and ultimately company profitability. So my whole theme there is that companies and individuals that promote this quality called leader vitality or professionally vitality are more productive, make companies more profitable, they're more satisfied, and they live more vital lives. So that's the concept.
No, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
So I think, but it's easier, clearly much easier said than done.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of noise that gets involved.
Yeah. Well, the piece there, the other piece that came out loud and clear, which I guess is probably no surprise to you either, is that I asked one question related to the balance between soft skills, which I categorize now as social and emotional intelligence, and hard skills, which would be technical and strategic knowledge, and asked people to sort of rate that on a sliding scale. And as you'd expect, a large percentage of people rated it as mixed,
right?
Which of course it is, because technical and strategic intelligence in leaders is critically important. But for me, it's foundational. And it's very, very clear that the emotional, social intelligence side of the coin is critically important, especially in today's world. And my survey played that out, that I forget the factor, 3 to 4 times of the number of folks that took the survey leaned towards the soft skills. And that's what my expertise is. Around assessing emotional and social intelligence, this thing called leader vitality, and then also the key piece of that is communication, what we used to call interpersonal communication,
right?
And that's lacking, and that came out loud and clear too in the survey that people of all ages and of all levels of experience admit that they lack in some pretty basic fundamental communication skills, like not interrupting when challenged, or when you have a conflicting point of view, and when you any number of things like that. You've experienced with people that you work with that the communication.
We all need help.
Yeah, listening skills.
Right.
So that's the foundation of the work that I do, and the unique piece that I bring is really focused around, we'll call them the soft skills, but I've always said that the soft skills are harder than the hard skills.
Oh, I agree, because self-perception also gets involved.
Yeah.
How do you engage with clients?
Engage with them in terms of...
What does an engagement look like?
Okay, just starting a new project, and it starts with a discovery exploration of 3 to 6 months, depending upon the size and scope of the project, where I'll go in and do interviews, assessments, review documents, and it culminates in a retreat, which involves me providing them with a report that identifies the vital signs that I see in the company, the vital sign warnings in the company, and then recommendations. And those recommendations can span the limit from recommending people to hire compensation specialists or consider starting a board or any number of pretty common kinds of recommendations for family-owned businesses facing succession. But also, of course, a big piece of that is around recommendations for people to focus on developing vital skills.
Sounds like a very disciplined approach.
Well, you know, I like to think so.
Tom, somebody is looking for you and wanted to learn more about the way you would help them. How would they find you?
I could just do a search on the internet, Leader Vitality. Tom Harvey, I expect, might pop up. My phone number is 617-803-3010. And I'm sure that folks can find me either of those ways pretty easily.
I'm not sure. Hey, thanks for coming down today, and maybe you'll come down again. We'll talk some more as you do more surveys.
Thanks a lot.
And do more projects.
Great, great.
Interesting.
Yeah, thanks.
Great. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
There's not enough of us out there. remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and if you want to speak with me or contact me, you can find me at the letter J, Davis@mageusa.com. That's J Davis at mageusa.com. And thanks, Tom, for being on the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.